Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. My name is Brad Brown. It's awesome to have you with us. It is Thursday as we're recording this, and Thursday here at TKE means swimming day. And we're going to touch base with Bob McRae to find out about some of the things that he's done to get better in the water over time. Before we get into that chat, though, just a quick heads up that this edition of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Jack Rabbit. They've teamed up with Hoka One One. It is September, and September is Hoka Month at Jack Rabbit. And we're giving away one pair of Hoka One One's every single week this month. And all you need to do to get into the draw to win that is head over to this URL. It's jackrabbit.com/Kona Edge. And while you're there, be sure to have a bit of a look around. If you're looking for running shoes or apparel, Jack Rabbit has got you covered. They have got a pretty big network of retailers, specialist running shoe retailers across the United States. They also have a very, very big footprint online, some great deals as well. So go check that out. And also touch base with them on Instagram. Just follow Jack Rabbit. Alternatively, what you can do to get into the draw to win a pair of those shoes is simply text the word Jack Rabbit to 44222 and I'll send you the details right back. That's Jack Rabbit to 44222. It's time for the Coach's Corner, and our coach in the spotlight today is Frank Soul of Soul Swim Solutions. If you are looking for some help with your swim stroke, I can tell you Frank is the man. He has over 20 years experience as a premier swim tactician and triathlon coach for endurance athletes. He uses technique-driven swim coaching in working with pro triathletes, Kona qualifiers and age groupers, and easily adapts to an athlete's talents, personality and limitations. He recognizes your abilities to maximize your swimming potential by utilizing the essential elements in his ebook, The 10 B's of Triathlon Swimming. It's definitely worthwhile checking that out. Frank is a USAT Level 2 triathlon coach, ASCA Level 3 swim coach, US Masters swim coach, certified in World Open Water Swimming Association coaching, AFPA certified personal trainer, functional movement screening certified exercise professional, and certified nutrition and wellness consultant. Soul Swim Solutions offers a variety of online coaching services, including video stroke analysis with written workouts and drills to improve your swim performance and exceed your race day goals. So if the swim is your big concern, I'm telling you now, Frank Soul is your guy. Go check him out. The website to get to is soulswimsolutions.com. If you want to link directly through from the Kona Edge, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And you can get all the details you need there about Frank Soul. Bob, let's talk about your swim. And you mentioned, just as a bit of a throwaway comment in the build-up to your first triathlon, that you literally took up swimming, and then you later alluded to it not being your strongest of the three disciplines. Would you agree that you've got some work to do in the water?
Oh yeah, it's been, I've been working with a relatively new triathlete, and I basically told him my outlook on it. It'll take decades, and when I first started swimming, I think it was maybe the 40th percentile or so, right in the middle probably. And, you know, in these days, on a good race, I'll be the top 10%. But when you're aiming for, you know, one of those top slots, there's a lot of ground to be made up there. So, yeah, I still, it's not natural, and I still don't like it, but keep at it.
What are some of the things you've done over time that you think has really helped improve your swim performance?
Well, just keeping at it trying to do different things. I've done a number of different things that I think that have been helpful, having a number of different people watch my swim stroke. I've really focused a lot on technique, and I think that that's probably where not only swimming, but all three disciplines, it's really a highly skill-based activity. And if you don't have good form, you can work really hard and not get much faster. And so I think, you know, that's where I've spent a good amount of time. And that's probably where I spent, where I've made up the most amount of time and gotten faster. You know, just as an example, last year, there's an incredible coach at the local Y, which is where I swim. He's 86 years old and is, you know, as youthful as anybody. Running up and down the pool deck, yelling at kids and coaching them. And he told me one day I wasn't finishing with my left arm. And literally, after focusing on that in the next set, I took, you know, 20 seconds off my 500 yard time, which is really substantial. And it was just, again, technique, a lot of drills. And just underwater photography. Last year, I started working with a swim coach, who gave me workouts and would analyze my swim technique using a GoPro that I bought so I could work with them remotely. And then, you know, last year I decided I'm going to throw some volume at it. So I swam, 100,000 yards in January, including 10,000 on January 1st solo. And wow. I don't know whether that helped me or not, but it certainly gave me that early season confidence, you know, going into early part of last year, that I didn't need to work on the swim. You know, I was always feeling like that was something I had neglected, the three ones, but I felt pretty confident going into the early part of year, last year. And I think last year certainly was a good year, a good for swim. I mean, I had a number of races where I was in the top, you know, 10, 15%. And even at Kona, I mean, it was hour two swim time at Kona, which is pretty darn solid, I think.
Yeah, particularly not a wetsuit swim. That's fantastic. As far as the sort of technique stuff goes, and you mentioned the coach talking about you not finishing stroke with your left arm. Is that the way you've approached it? You almost zone in on one thing and try and correct that one thing, as opposed to going, well, maybe my catch isn't good and my kick's not right, and trying to fix it all in one go? Would you advise people just hone in on one thing, work on that in a session or for a week, and then move on to the next thing?
Yeah, one at a time, I think. I was one of those kids that couldn't do jumping jacks in high school, so I need special attention. I can really only focus on one thing at a time. Plus, I'm a man.
I can't chew gum and walk at the same time, Bob.
Yeah, so I like to, I mean, just whatever drills, you know, physical cues are helpful. Yeah, just work on one thing at a time, really. And, you know, these days I'm trying to just keep my head down because I have a tendency of looking up too much.
As far as the help is concerned, by the sounds of it, you've got a couple of different people over time to have a look at your stroke. Would you suggest that's the way to go, or are you opening yourself up to a bit of, I don't want to say where it's look squirrel almost, where you are just focusing on the next thing as opposed to having one person over time trying to sort out your swim technique?
Well, I think it's such a complicated thing, and it's really difficult. And everyone's got their own bias, different theories of how to swim properly. That I think it's helpful to get different perspectives, try those things out for a while, see if you're progressing, see if it makes sense to you, and then, you know, eventually you'll find those theories and those people that it'll be consistent. Those are the things that you can focus on, I think. So I think a variety of perspectives is helpful.
As much as I know you're not the biggest fan of swimming, what are some of your favorite workouts? What do you love doing in the water?
Well, actually, you'll be surprised to hear I picked up swimming with the Masters group this year. This is the first year I've actually been able to get in and do that, you know, somewhat consistently. And that's been fun. But you know, my favorite workouts, swim wise, I think, and you'll hear this pretty consistently in the different disciplines, I benefit mostly from long tempo sessions and a build into those. So, you know, what I enjoyed yesterday, for example, I just, I teach a spin class a few times a week. So before the spin class, I just jump in the water, I did just 1,000, you know, just standard freestyle. And I just built into that. And I go from a relatively slow and controlled to a threshold level probably at the end. And then I put on my paddles and did another 1,000. And, you know, most of my sessions have been relatively short. So I'll do anywhere between 1,500 and 3,000 typically, a few times a week, three times, four times a week. But I like to include a few of those per week. And that just lets me get into that, you know, that rhythm. And and you'll hear this with the run and to some degree the bike as well. Just that long, high level, you get where you're reaching against or pushing up against your threshold and holding it there for a while. But I also like to do the, you know, some other variation on that, which is the 1,000 build to tempo and then do another 10 by 100, you know, on a fixed interval. And I got to, you know, close to 130 interval this year in yards. And so those are probably my favorite. Kind of boring for most folks, but that's what I do.
Thank you very much for listening to the Kona Edge today, and thank you to our sponsor, Jack Rabbit. If you'd like to get into the draw to win a pair of Hoka One One running shoes, the winner's going to be announced throughout the month. We'll be doing one a week, so the sooner you get into the draw, the better. All you have to do is head over to that URL, okay? It's jackrabbit.com/KonaEdge, or simply text the word Jackrabbit, that's JACKRABBIT, to 44222, and I'll send you the details right back on how you can get into the draw. So if you'd like to discover what it's like to run on the official shoe of the Ironman World Championships, now is your chance. Sign up right now, okay? That's jackrabbit.com/KonaEdge.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.